Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hello.
Hello.
Like Allie forgot her job.
I did. I'm like, oh yeah. Welcome to Off Script.
Today we are joined by
I think it's by
we'll go with it.
We are joined. It works. By. It's fine.
May Roberts, did you want to introduce yourself? Let our listeners know a little bit about you.
Hi, I am May. I am an indie author. I just published my first debut novel in July, and I've just been kind of like exploring the reader's world. And yeah, I read a lot. I read like almost 200 books last year.
Wow. I love it.
And yeah, I don't really, I'm not that interesting.
No, I already think you're interesting.
Yes, very much.
All right. Awesome. Well, yeah, go for it, Allie.
No, you go. Nope, go. You go.
No, I already fumbled over my words already once. It's your turn.
You just said that you're a brand new indie author. What book did you write?
So my book is called The Moments You Miss. It's the Whispering Killer duology series. Mm-hmm. I changed it. It was supposed to be a duology, but things have transpired.
That's awesome.
The Moments You Miss. Yes.
I bet that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting, but also very scary because like, what do you mean I have to use my brain more? But yeah, it's a dark romance. It's, you know, stalkers, serial killers, but also also small town romance, second chances, you know, like we love some yearning too. And also some feminine rage, which we all love.
Yes. So. Yes.
Sounds like we need more of it.
Look.
I was gonna say it's like everything I enjoy in one.
Everything.
The only problem is he's blonde.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's exciting. What inspired you to be an author and what inspired the story?
To be an author, it was one of those things that I always had like a really active imagination. I would write like Greek god stories when I was a kid and just like, you know, I always had something like going on like in my head. And it was just one of those things like I'm dyslexic. So I was always told, oh, you're never gonna be able to write anything. You won't get anywhere. And this was kind of
you
a big like
I'm wrong. Look at me now situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, this is like, I can show you, like, look at me. I am doing all of the things. And the story just kind of came to me because I've always been into like true crime and I love like scary movies, horror movies, but also I'm a sucker for a good romance, you know, like give me that like happily ever after. But it's, I've always loved like movies and books and just like getting like stuff out there. So.
I love that. I think that's such a fun combination because you never think of a serial killer book to also be a romance. Like, what a fun, like, mix. That's really cool.
Yes.
I feel like if more were like that, Allie would be into this.
I think so, yeah. Oh my gosh. If in the future, one day these books become movies, what do you think, as being the author, you would want that to look like? Would you want to be involved? Would you want to be like, you guys got this, it'll be what it is?
So, like, part of me thinks that I would be like, oh my God, let me, like, be involved as much as possible, because I have, like, such, like, specific ideas of what they look like. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't want to be the reason that, like, if someone's, like, cast wrong or something like that, I would just, like, have so much stress and so much pressure that I'm like, maybe I'll just stand from the sidelines and be like, good job.
That's fair. It's that feeling of, now people will read my book because they've seen the movie. Yes. And I'll take that. I know that's hard, but then you always have the book was better than the movie chance. So there you go. So very much.
Well, and it's funny. So, like, people compare my book to, like, a mixture of, like, Criminal Minds meets Dexter. And I'm just like, like, and I've never seen Dexter, so I can't be like, oh yeah, totally. I was like an avid Criminal Minds person. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay, I can kind of see it, but then also I'm just like, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Like, where are we going to go with this?
I think, so I love Dexter. Dexter is one of my favorite TV shows. So I would think it's a good thing.
Okay. You go.
No, I was just going to say, like, it's super fun just to be like writing something that's so dark, but also like he's trying to do it for like the right reasons, and it's just really fun. Okay.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Okay. No, it does sound like Dexter. Like, Dexter is a serial killer who only kills serial killers.
So he kind of does the same thing, but it's not just serial killers. They kill people who are not good people.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he's Edward from Twilight.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my
God. Yeah, sure.
He was killing people, I should say.
Like that one scene.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm very interested. Like, can you give me, like, a synopsis rather than it's just serial killer romance? Like, what is the story about?
So without giving anything away, it starts with Layla, who was, you know, she's born in, you know, like Northern Michigan, and her parents were killed, and she's very young. I think she's like, I can't remember this right now because my mind is totally blank. I want to say she's like eight. I wrote the book, but I can't tell you how old she is. No, so she's around 8 years old when her parents are killed. But she essentially goes into shock and she doesn't speak for the first couple of years of her life. Mm-hmm. So she goes to group therapy and makes all these friends. Eventually she meets Cameron, who is 2 years older than her, but his mom was killed. His dad is not a great guy, but he's also in this group therapy. And, you know, they meet, they become friends, but she's clueless and doesn't realize that they're friends. they lose contact, but he has been in love with her this entire time.
Oh,
it's like one of those things, like he saw her and he was just like, oh my God, she's the love of my life. I'm going to marry her.
That's sweet.
So fast forward 10 years, she has to come home because she essentially had a mental breakdown.
Okay. Been there.
Mood.
Millennial.
And essentially she reconnects with people. The detective who was in charge of her mom's case kind of became like a mother figure to her. And she kind of kept in contact, but the detective is making a like almost like a boys and girls club. Mm-hmm. For parents, like for kids whose parents were killed and stuff like that. Okay. And she calls all these people back from the group and everybody meets up and then chaos ensues. Now So I can't say much more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. But can I say one bad word?
Yes. Oh, you can say as many bad words all the time.
Okay. I'm a sailor.
Oh, it's you, but I have a statement about that in a second. So without giving too much away, the dedication of my book is to the people who love fucked up shit. But still want that happily ever after. That's not this book. Everyone dies.
That's like most like catching and luring, like dedication. That's... I'm like, oh, I need to know now.
Yeah. And so with like the next book, it starts with it's the best friends. So it's Hazel and Zach, who are Layla and Cameron's best friends.
Oh, cool. Oh,
okay.
And I actually haven't announced this to anybody yet, but do you want to know the dedication for book two?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So the dedication for book two is, I know I said everyone dies in book one. My bad. I missed a couple.
Oh my gosh. What fun dedication. Like, usually it's like, this is dedicated to my mom, but like, I love it.
That's the best. Oh my gosh.
And like, the cool part is that not everyone reads the dedication. So that's like a Easter egg in itself.
Yeah.
And I am very open about the fact that like, Moments You Miss ends on a cliffhanger. Like, it is not a happy ever after. Like, you are gonna be left on like the cliff and you ain't coming back.
I have had
people tell me, they're like, you know, I read the dedication and I didn't believe you, and I'm just like, I warned you guys,
right?
I told like, you this I was laid gonna it happen out
in the open.
Like, I was very upfront about it. It's your fault for not listening.
Yes. Oh my god. That's amazing. That is.
So was it scary going from not being an author to like being an author and then publishing and
absolutely terrifying.
Read it? Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying. So my PA, my assistant, she is like the most wonderful person, but I'm almost certain while I was writing this book, like especially the last like month and a half, I was literally like having mental breakdowns every day because I'm just like, I'm gonna trash the book. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Everyone's gonna hate it. It's the worst. And like, so before being an author, I was a reader. Like, I love reading. So I was just like, oh God, okay, people are gonna hate it. What if this flops? I put so much time, energy, and honestly money into this. What if nothing comes out of it? So it's absolutely terrifying. And then what you don't realize being an author is you're not just an author. Like, you don't get to just write the words down.
Yeah.
You're your own marketing, you're publishing, you're
right.
You have to go to events, you have to talk to people. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm an author for a reason.
Like, you guys can't see, I have behind me like a mural thing. What you can't see is like my like Yoda onesie. My blanket. Like, I sit here and just rot all day. Like, what do you mean I have to go out in public and tell people about my book? Ew.
Yes.
They'll just find it, I promise. Yes.
But no, it's definitely terrifying, but it's also been amazing. Like, I have honestly been so lucky with like the people that I found, like my ARC readers, which is like advanced reader copies, and stuff like that. Like, these people are so supportive and just like constantly like just positivity and happiness. And even though like my book is very dark, they like will scream it from the rooftops how like they love my book, this and that. And it's just like, you never think that will ever happen to you because I'm a nobody. I'm the nobody from the suburbs of Chicago. Like,
yeah.
But I've got people like France, Germany, like Canada, Australia, and I'm just like, this is so cool. Like, what do you mean someone in France owns my book?
That's amazing.
So fun. That's so exciting.
That's got to be such a like good feeling. Like, I can't even imagine it.
Like, it's really cool because like I'll get tagged in like things on Facebook and like Instagram and Threads and all of these places, and I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, that's my book. I was like scrolling on like TikTok the other day and someone had my book mixed in with like really big name authors. And I'm just like,
aww.
I beg your pardon? Like me? Let alone me?
That's so fun. Like, that would just like bucket list complete.
Well, and like, I think my claim to fame is, I don't know how much you guys are into like fantasy and stuff.
Yeah. I love it.
So when I was still in pre-orders, I had my book came up on Kindle because it was coming out soon. And it was next to like Carissa Broadbent.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So I posted up in threads. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm ever going to get used to something like this. And she comments on my thread and goes, I just pre-ordered it. And I'm like, oh, I beg your pardon.
That's like, oh my gosh.
So how this all started was I got really into fantasy, and then I read the series, The Kindred's Curse Saga by Penn Cole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I joined her Discord. And let me just say, Penn Cole is the kindest human in the entire world. She is actually how I found I have two PAs just because my PAs are like, one is a single mom, like not single mom. She is a mom with a baby, and the other one works full time. So I have two people helping me.
Yep.
And yep. I met both of them essentially through that Discord. I've met friends through that Discord. And then when I posted that I published it, Penn comments, he goes, I just ordered my copy. Wow. So I'm like, what do you mean my book is living in Penn Cole's home?
Right. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That
would be amazing. That would be insane.
Of that. Yes.
So that's like my oh my God, I kind of did it moment. And I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to get used to something like that.
Right. No, I feel like that's just not something you can get used to.
No,
like if you do. Then you're a bit too cocky.
Yeah. Right? And you're like, maybe this isn't for you right now.
Yes. So you said it came out this July? Is that what you said?
July 7th it came out.
So it's brand new.
2 months, and look at all this positivity comes from it.
Yeah, I've got a lot going on right now.
Yes.
So yeah, I published that. I have a special edition coming out.
Wow.
I have an audiobook coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tell us about the audiobook, because I'm an audiobook listener. So
she's here, Allie. She's got news.
I have news. I was trying to segue. Hello.
Sorry, I thought you were just oblivious.
No. My gosh, I was trying to make it seamless. I'm single mom, so I pop in those audiobooks and I just do everything. And so I'm very excited. Tell me all about it.
So I have an audiobook coming out. It's being produced through Lyric Audiobooks, which is like absolutely insane because huge company, amazing. Yeah. But the biggest thing is my narrators. So it's going to be done in dual audiobook. So it's recorded dual. So female reads female male in her chapters. Yes. He reads. It's great. So I have Lila Winters as the female.
Oh my gosh.
And Gabriel Michael as the male.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It is so surreal. Because they're both phenomenal. Like, I have listened to Lila in so many, like, right now my big thing is, like, I'm into, like, cowboy romances.
yes.
Listen. I was listening to Wyatt by Jessica Peterson. She's done Cash, Wyatt, and she did those.
Oh, wow.
Yes, she's done quite a few.
Yeah.
She's also done a bunch of like Lucy Score books.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
It was like the coolest thing. And then obviously Gabriel Michael, he's, you know, graphic audio of Zayden, of Lucian, of Micah in Crescent City. And so it all kind of started out because I had messaged him on Instagram and being like, hey, I'm an indie author. How do I get an audiobook?
What? That's all you did?
That's all I did. I messaged him on Instagram and he was just like, hey, email me and we can talk. And I'm like,
whoa.
Okay. So I emailed him, we got everything set up, and then he's like, call me, we'll talk about it. It's supposed to be like a 30-minute phone call, and he gave me like, I have like 8 pages full of paperwork.
Wow.
And he was like, this is how you do it. This is what you do. And then I like kind of explained to him like the story and stuff. And he's like, I want in. And I'm like,
what?
You what? You what? So I was just like, there's no way. Like I had already published and I'm just like, eh, it's a fever dream. So I reached out to Lyric Audio and they're like, heck yes, we love dark romance. We don't get enough of it. Let's do it. So Jenna, who is who's my producer for the audiobook, she reached out to me. She had me fill out everything and she's like, who do you want? And I was just like, so I gave a list of people and she's like, okay, well, since you kind of know who you want, I'll reach out to the first two, which was Lila and Gabriel. Yeah. Literally within a day, they were like, we can have it done. Like we can start recording in September.
Oh my gosh.
And this was like, I want to say probably end of July, early August.
Wow.
And I'm just like, dang. I did not expect this to move this quickly.
Yeah.
But it's been so cool. And not like unironically, one of my friends just went to Happy Ever After, the event in Tennessee, and Gabriel was there. She brought my book.
Yes.
And she had him sign it and she was like, dude, his face lit up. He was so excited. She messaged me. She was like, he was like, oh my God, you're her friend. I love her. And I'm just like,
oh my God.
That's amazing though. I think I would have been like, goodbye, Earth. I've lived a good life.
Yeah. I'm like, please, I'm good. I gotta just fly away now.
It's like everything is falling into place. Like,
and like, so I just got my beta back like 2 weeks ago. So like the beta is essentially they've recorded everything and I have to sit through and listen to everything, see if there's any like mispronunciations, anything that's wrong.
That's cool. I didn't realize that happened. I didn't either. So
it's a lot. Like honestly was not prepared because I am an avid audiobook person because I like to duel. So I'll listen to the audiobook and I'll read at the same time. Again, I'm dyslexic. So it helps my brain follow along. Mm-hmm. But then I'll also just have straight audiobook like when I'm driving to work and stuff. But like I never realized how much goes into it. And normally I can get through an audiobook. Like I'm one of those crazy people who listens to an audiobook at like 1.72.
Gosh, that's Allie. I cannot do that. You guys, are insane.
And literally trying to listen to this and like, I have to listen to it and it's just at regular one. And I'm just like,
oh,
I think I'm going to die.
Yes.
And my PA Alicia, she was like, I also listen to things at two. So she's like, I'm doing this because I love you. But please know I'm dying inside. I'm like, girl, me too.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so it goes to ALC. I'm doing like an early listening copy through Must Love Audio, which is Lyric Audiobooks like ALC program. And it goes there soon.
<That's>
and then it will be coming out October 21st.
Okay.
It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner, which is terrifying because I'm just like, what do you mean?
Ow. Yes.
So you've shared all of these amazing things. Were there any like hiccups or like anything like that that made you like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore or this is really frustrating? Because it sounds like a perfect story.
Oh, no. I published the book and I was reading through the book. And while writing a book, you have like you go through multiple like edits. You have copy line edits, you have developmental edits, you know, you just have like a general like proofreading. I went through so many edits, right? I went through beta readers, and so beta readers will get an early copy of the book and they'll make comments on it, they'll spot certain things, they'll make sure there's like consistency and, you know, like no plot holes and stuff like that. And I have like about 20 beta readers. I still publish this damn book with 18 misspellings in my book.
Oh no. Now it's an Easter egg hunt. So now everybody just needs to find them.
Oh, the biggest one is, so there's a character in the book. His name is Ryan. I wrote the name R-Y-A-N-N. My editor decided to change it to R-Y-A-N. So she only went through and changed some of them, and some of them are with the two N's, some of them with the one N.
Oh,
the Easter egg that's still in there that I cannot change because it is already audiobook recorded is I messed up the detective's eye color. She has green eyes in the beginning and hazel eyes in the end.
Oh, she just has those magical changing eyes.
I was just like, it's
blue to brown.
I'm just like, you know what? It's just, she has hazel eyes and it was a little kid, so it's fine. It works.
I have hazel eyes and there are days when my eyes look more green than anything else. So not an issue. Yes.
I was just like, oh my God. And then, I'm listening to the book and I did not realize how many times this had the word, I wrote the word fuck.
that sounds like me with this podcast.
Well, and what's funny is, so I fully know, like, so being an author, there's like the author space and the reader space. So I try my best not to like look at my reviews and stuff, mm-hmm. but I got a 1-star review. Someone was like, oh my God, DNF at chapter 5. Too many, like I think I saw the word fuck on the page 16 times. And I'm just like,
oh no.
And I was just like, okay, you know, whatever, cool. It's not your genre. Yeah. And then I'm like listening to it and I'm like, what have I done? So I went back and I did like a find the word search thing. I have over 300 uses of the word fuck.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, I wasn't purposefully doing that.
I'm just a trucker and I did not realize. And so I told my PA, who was also my editor, I was just like, I did use the word fuck too many times. She goes, you want to know something crazy? And I'm like, what? She goes, I deleted a bunch of them too.
Oh my gosh.
And so then I spiraled, obviously.
Oh gosh. I'm sure it's by you. Everything else is going right. You got other authors,
right?
Like requesting or pre-ordering, and so you're set. You're good.
Exactly.
But it's like for all the things that happened. Like there was a lot more that happened. Like there's drama, like infighting, and all that stupid stuff. But through all of it, I found like some of the most incredible people, and I've been to like. So I've been to two like author events. I went to an event like in Southern Illinois. It was like a spicy romance event and I sold like 80 books.
Wow.
Which like when authors go to events, you don't really expect to sell that many, especially like you just don't. So I wasn't prepared. So I had another event this past weekend. It is in downtown Chicago and I only brought like 11 books. And I sold out. So I officially have like no more books in my home right now.
How does that feel?
It's surreal because I'm just like, what do you mean I've sold 100 like physical copies to actual people?
Right.
That's amazing. Oh, that's so exciting.
That is.
And then it's been really fun too, because I get to like reach out to like different bookstores and stuff. And mm-hmm. I get to make friends with like bookstores. My book is in like North Dakota. My book is in like Southern Illinois. My book is in Wisconsin. I have one in Florida and like Orlando. And I'm just like, what do you mean? Like me?
Right. That's so fun. Any readings, like going to a bookstore and doing a reading or?
So I have my first one actually. So I have an event on October 4th in Stoughton, Wisconsin with another author, with Kristen Frey.
Oh.
But then I have my own individual one October 12th in Milwaukee at the Well-Read Damsel.
Okay.
Wow.
And right now they're like the romance bookstore and it is like a dream.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
I'm fully expecting like 2 people to show up, but I don't care. I'm at the Well-Read Damsel.
Yes, exactly. That was like us with this podcast. We were like, this is not going to do anything. And it's slowly getting bigger. And we're like, what? So like what do you the mean? Fact that you're like right off the bat. Like,
yeah.
Dude, yeah. Is amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah. No, it's been really fun. Like I've been really lucky with everything that's happened. And like, there's some big things coming up and it's just wild.
That's so exciting. Very exciting. Do you have anything else you want to share about your book, or do we want to do some like wrap up questions?
Do you have I can do some wrap up questions. I've kind of shared all my fun things. So
okay. Our wrap up questions are fun too. So,
or at least we think they are.
We think they're fun. So our first one is, do you have a favorite book to film adaptation?
So I was thinking about this. Because I like two immediately came to my mind. And I'm going to show my age here.
sure, but same as us. Don't worry about it. It's
The Outsiders.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And The Lovely Bones.
Oh, I haven't read that book actually. I like the movie. Either.
Those are probably like my two, like, I have to say Outsiders is probably like number one for me, but Lovely Bones is like right there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Wow. Okay. They're both on our list. So.
Yes. Wait, is it The Outsiders from Stephen King or a different, the other author?
No, it's Outsiders.
S.C. Hinton.
Yeah.
Oh, The Outsiders. Not
it's the original, outside. Like the old school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, the movie had... Like the movie, like, had like, I think it was Patrick Swayze. No, yep. Not Patrick. Oh, God.
Wasn't it?
Oh, God. Hold on. Hold on for a second.
I know.
Was it Patrick Swayze?
I thought it was.
Yes, here. Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise, C. Thomas Howell, Ralph Macchio. Oh, my God. There's that other one.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. Oh, the love of my life.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe I forgot him.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Okay.
Matt Dillon.
Oh.
Thank you. I could not think of his name. I'm just like, Dally. I can't think of his name. My PA Michelle would be killing me right now. Like, I could picture him in my head.
Okay. I'm excited. All right.
One of my favorites. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, I remember, like, even in high school, I was, like, I had to read the book. And I fell in love with the book just because it was so, like, out, like, so different from everything that I read, you know, growing up and all this and that. It was just so fun. And then I saw the movie and I'm just like, oh, I love this. Like, this is my personality now.
Oh, okay. So that did a good job. All right. Good to know.
Okay. Do you have a least favorite adaptation?
So my brain immediately... Like there was so many. Like, I had to go through a list in my head. I'm just like, okay, what did I not love?
Yep.
I think I'm going to sound really dumb, but the Vampire Academy was terrible.
Oh, yep. Oh, yep. No,
and then also like, this is a very much like my, like, I'm 31. Like my generation. Yep. Was
you're
like,
younger than us.
You're younger than us.
But the like Mortal Instruments, like the, terrible, like made me so angry. And I was like thinking about this too. And my husband told me to say The Hobbit.
Yes.
That's a hot one on our favorite.
I absolutely hate.
I have never seen it. It is one of those things. Oh, really? I have never seen or read any of them. I've never watched Lord of the Rings, none of it, but I've been told to say The Hobbit is one of the worst.
Oh, it is. God. It is. tell your husband we agree.
I will let him know.
Oh, I watch Lord of the Rings every year. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's one of Allie's favorites. Go for it.
My husband and I, we've been married for like 7 years. We've been together for 10, and he has tried to get me to watch all of them. And I'm just like, I would rather get a root canal. Unmedicated.
Oh my gosh.
And chew aluminum.
Oh, my heart. Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm sure it's great, and like, watch me get canceled now because
everyone's gonna stop getting your book. They're like, she doesn't like Lord of the Rings.
Screw her, she doesn't like Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So do you have book that you would like to see as a movie?
So I want to say, just because of how much I freaking loved the book, One Dark Window and Two Twisted Crowns. It's like dark fantasy. And I just think it'd be so cool to see it like on screen.
Yeah.
And then also my brain kind of went to like, I would love to see Spark of the Everflame, like the Kindred's Curse saga.
Yeah.
Because there's yearning, there's war, there's like so much drama. And I just think that would be really cool to see like that on screen too.
If they did it right. Yes.
If they did it right. Like I that I would be very particular about.
Is there a movie that you wish was a book?
This is a hard one.
This one
always stumps people.
Like, so right now my brain went immediately to K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh my gosh, yes! I just watched that.
Like, I was talking with my book. I would read the shit out of that book. Like,
yes.
And like, unironically, my PA is writing a demon romance because she watched K-pop Demon Hunters. And I'm just like, yes, Michelle, like, yes, please.
I will read it. My boyfriend, so we watched it, right? And this whole Rumi and Jinu are like having this, you know, little romance thing, but it's not official. We're watching it with her friends. And I'm like, oh, they're in love. And my boyfriend's like, Bree, they're not. He's a demon and she's fighting them. I was like, John, are you dumb?
Have you never heard of like Forbidden Love?
I know my daughter, she watched it like, and it was on in the background. And then she's like, Mom, you have to watch this. And I'm like, fine. And I watch it. I'm like, dancing with the soda pop song.
Yeah, absolutely. Like my friends and I, we went up to like the Ren Fair this year. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, we're all like, all of us are in our 30s and we're just jamming out screaming to K-pop Demon Hunters the hour and a half drive up to Wisconsin. And we're like, this is what life is.
Yes. The kids think it's their movie. No, it's our movie.
It's
ours.
It's like back off. Movie. Like, are you kidding?
Oh my gosh, that would be a good one. Okay, so do you have a favorite book overall? It can be a movie if it is. It can just be a book, whatever you think.
That's like such a loaded question because like, I have like two answers. Like so, all time favorite. Like I mentioned it, but it was The One Dark Window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That book just like was so beautiful that I was just like, I literally have it tattooed on my arm.
Wow. Okay.
Like you can't see, I have a whole arm of like just book tattoos.
I love that. Cool. That's awesome. That's amazing.
I didn't get to mention it, but it's also kind of Six of Crows, like the Shadow and Bone.
Yes.
I've got also a crow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I love it. Like, I know that they won't be able to see it on the podcast, but you've seen it. I have a whole, like, crow sleeve. So
for the people that are awesome.
For those who can't see it.
But if we're going, like, straight, like, just romance books, weirdly enough, it's a hockey romance. And it's the Undone series by Peyton Corinne. It's Unloved and it's Unsteady and Unloved. And it's so beautifully done. And so I'm a therapist, and it's got like incredible, like mental health representation and just, it's so beautifully done that I'm just like, this is my favorite book. I'm going to tell every single person about it. And it's going to be my personality.
Wow. That's cool.
I love that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have, for our last question, a favorite movie?
Yes, but I'm so like particular about movies that I like, it changes every like month.
Okay.
Interstellar.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a good movie. That is a really good movie.
Okay. I haven't seen it, but everyone I talk to loves it.
I have to watch it.
Like it is one of those like movies that kind of just sticks with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. I was like, it's got too much hype around it. Like when it first came out, I was like, I don't want to. My problem is whenever there's things with hype around it, I tend to avoid it for as long as absolutely possible.
And oh, absolutely. I am known for being the person who likes all the characters that everybody hates.
Yes, me too. Yes.
Like in like Throne of Glass, like Kaol is my favorite character. Or
really? Like,
oh, I love Kaol. He's my favorite, and I will die on that hill. I have been in love with Dane from Fourth Wing since book one.
Wow.
I love Henry.
I read the Shatter Me series, and what's sad is I'm not even going to remember the guy that I like's name, but he's the one that she doesn't end up with. And I was so mad. I was like, that's who she was supposed to end up with. Why does she like this jerk now all of a sudden? Well, now we need to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners where they can find you and find your book.
Mm-hmm. You can find my book literally anywhere. on Amazon, the ebook is on Kindle Unlimited until October 4th. I am taking it off. So you will be able to find that everywhere. And then you can get the paperback, Barnes & Noble. If you're in the UK, it's Waterstones. It's at Indigo. If you want to support indie bookstores, you can do bookshop.org.
Yes.
You can literally do that to any bookstore that you want to support. If you happen to be in like Illinois, my books are at Anderson's in Naperville. It's at Our Town Books in Jacksonville, Illinois. It's at Witchwood Booktique in North Dakota.
That's such a cute name.
And then it's going to be at a mobile bookstore in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Wow.
So it's literally everywhere. And then there is, like I said, there is a special edition. It is only going to be available until November.
Ooh.
And that one you can only get at like bookshop.org.
Okay.
And right now I'm doing a little giveaway. I haven't posted it yet. If you purchase the special edition, I will send you a signed book card, as long as people are in the US, and with some stickers and bookmarks and stuff.
Awesome.
And then you can find me on Instagram at author May Roberts. List my name, literally Instagram, Threads, TikTok. Find me there.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, this was so much fun talking with you. And I'm so excited for you. This is like, it's such a fast thing to happen that it's like, it's insane. And I'm just here living for you.
You know, it's like yours is the story that seriously, if someone's sitting there like, I thought about writing a book, I don't know if I want to, like, come listen to this episode because
the reasons
that you should.
Like my biggest thing to like take away from it is like, don't give up. Like it is so worth it. You will be so much happier, like knowing that you tried something new. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the most rewarding things you can do if you're able to do it. So
yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Thank you guys for having me. This was amazing. Yes, I'm so glad you guys had me. So
yeah, we heard. Hope it was not super intimidating and
not at all. Okay. I definitely freaked out for nothing.
Okay.
Well, hey, maybe when book two drops, you'll come back.
Yes,
absolutely.
Love that.
Awesome. All right.
Okay.
Well, bye.
What's up?
Bye.
That was it. All right. Bye.
Well, guys, that was freaking awesome. I didn't realize how recent everything was for her.
Oh my gosh. And it's so quick. Like, that's so cool.
It's insanely quick. Literally, she just released her book July and she's already got amazing audiobook narrators for it.
Yes. And other authors have like pre-ordered. Bought it. Ordered. And,
yeah.
That's so cool.
I would shit my pants. No.
Sorry, I thought that's why you paused. Like, I'm like, can you hear my dog? And you're like, I would shit my pants. So I'm like, oh, okay.
No, I was just taking a breath. That was so much fun.
Yeah, I agree. And it was like so chill and like she just, you could tell she was so happy.
Exactly. Just, she was living her dream.
Yes, I love that. And I really did mean when I said, this is your guys' sign. If you ever wanted, it doesn't have to be an author, but if you ever wanted to do anything and you're like, I don't know if I should, like, what if this happens? Like, you're not going to know till you try. I'm sure that May did not think she would be having amazing audiobook narrators or having actual authors, famous authors buy her book. But look at her now. So definitely your guys' sign to pursue your dream.
100%. All right. Well, my plan is to, I almost said record this, edit this on Wednesday.
Okay.
So our next episode that's coming out is not I Am Legend, which I was about to say.
Nope, that already came out. Wait, you're releasing this on Wednesday or editing it on Wednesday?
My plan is to have it so that I can release it Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Turnaround. We got to get pictures from her and shit. Well, I want her to be able to announce. She's using us to announce her narrators.
I know. That's so sweet.
So I want to get the episode.
I know.
Out
you
quick.
Are like, Ellie, you're so stupid. She doesn't. Like, she's announcing it on her bio. Like, I know.
I thought you were just like, oh, I have a random question. Let me ask. I was like, oh, that's coming later.
It wasn't. That was our next question.
I know, but I was about to ask a different question. But
oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Anyways. This coming up Monday, we have Taming of the Shrew, also known as 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yeah. That's coming out this Monday. Nice.
I know.
That's a good one.
That's a fun one.
What's even more fun is the weekend after it, we're seeing it in the Stadium Bowl.
Yeah, so we'll have a fun mini-sode for you.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, this was fun. Thanks for listening. And check out our website.
Mm-hmm. Offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript. And go find also May Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Author May Roberts on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, wherever you find your social media. That is horribly worded, but there you go.
Yes. Give this episode a like. I don't know. Can you share podcast episodes?
Duh. You
so
can
share this with all your friends because then it'll help us. It'll help May. Like, win-win.
Who doesn't want to help an indie author out?
I know, exactly.
And who doesn't want to help an awesome podcast out?
An indie podcast.
Oh my gosh.
All right. That's all I got for you.
We'll see y'all later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Wait.
What?
With that interview.
Went off script. Forgot we do that.
Bye.
It felt really weird when I was about to leave. I was like, something's off, but whatever.
Yes, I got it. Got you. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.